Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
www.lifeathlete.com and get a different look at the sports world. be surprised that when you find call the great effort code at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a great day.
Thank you. Like a No. Thank you. Thank you. 4:20 Pacific Time, February 25th, 2021. We pay tribute to the fighter, educator, mother, godmother, the daughter she never knew the goddaughters, from another mother, another family, in China, Korea, Japan, Thailand, the Philippines, and Malaysia, my 7 daughters from around the world. She loved them like her own grandchildren. We gotta see Daddy go to the house. What's up, bro?
What's up, brother? I'm just lending my ear and lending my 2 cents to this, as Ma Gray is definitely looking down. You know, I lost my mom a long time ago. I was 36 years old when she passed. On my birthday, yet. And it's hard to describe to somebody what it's like when you have a hole like that. But I was blessed to have several people talk to me and make me understand just how lucky I was. And, you know, own way, Ma Gray was one of those people. Ma had a wicked sense of humor. So even when we did small tasks like going to Walmart together and making sure she had groceries, she always stay or do something smart. That make me pick my head up, and then I'd go, oh, she's joking. And she was like that. And it's that Ma spirit that just warms the whole house. I remember coming over, taking a dinner one time. And the greens weren't right, so I had to make my own damn greens and bring them over in. And how she enjoyed that. It even got so
Michael, you know what? I knew when she accepted you and Tony, it was like 2015 or 2016 around there. Mm-hmm. She said, I got two more sons.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean? Is it Tony and Michael? Okay.
I remember how we came to the house one afternoon, and we told you we were kidnapping Ma Gray. And I said, say help. And she said, help. It was like little stuff like that. It would make us crack up, and we took our hostage, she and her friend, for lunch. We just had a good time. You know, stuff like that. You know, that mom vibe really is powerful. You know, it really does make everything different. And when you allow somebody to love you like that, that's a blessing. And it was so powerful that even Rasputin would be looking at me and like, all right, I guess I can't eat you anymore, so come on.
We're gonna do part two on Monday night part two. All right. And you know it's gonna be a Nat King
Cole
fest. This is gonna be the part two, I think.
Yeah. I figured that
would
be in
there. Mama loves Nat King Cole. I don't know what's
funny, but she loves Nat King Cole. Well, she loved Nat King Cole like my mom's did, because we really weren't that hip to the concept. He's sitting at a piano. He's smoking cigarettes like he did. He was a chain smoker. He had enough time to sing maybe 3 or 4 songs, and then he was gone because he couldn't get a sponsor.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, you know, what just happened? You know, it didn't hit me until later, of course, because of the kid, but net presence on TV will rock everybody's world for a long time.
Michael, I am lucky because on my street, there were three streets down Jones Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
There were 45 kids in that street.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend were the only two kids that had both parents.
Mm-hmm.
Only two of us had 45 kids. Had both parents.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older, I didn't get it when I was younger. I didn't get that. But when I got older, I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why I kept saying it.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
To have both parents growing up.
It's powerful because you see the reinforcement of their wisdom and their love affect the family and those who they let in as family. You know.
Who they
exactly. You know, you can learn a lot just sometimes from sitting down, mind your own business and listening.
And
Pop used to talk about a lot of stuff he'd gone through. And of course, Ma didn't talk at much about stuff like that, but she emphasized.
One episode, he told me I was so bad. No, don't get bad. It happened for a reason. Now, Mom was like to get rid of little Mom. She liked getting. Mom had to walk a mile to go to school. In that mile, these white kids would beat her up. In that same mile, black kids would beat her up. And here's the reason. This America ain't changed that much. This is the reason why they did this. White kids beat her up because she's black.
Yep.
Black kids beat her up because she's light skinned. I said, get out of here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And she did this when she was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. I said, what's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
See, here we are, 2022, and ain't much change.
Bro, ain't nothing changed. You know, maybe how people handle it, but ain't nothing changed.
How they express it.
Mm-hmm.
Same old stuff, different day.
Right. But
anyways,
Mom was cool.
He made me understand that you had to fight. If you want something, you got to fight to get it.
That's right. That's true.
I understood that.
Actually, I appreciate the love that Ma and Pa Gray shared with me because I saw that in my own home. I saw how my mother treated certain people who came to the house, who would stop by every now and then.
Yep.
I mean, she only had one rule, respect the house.
Yep.
And we had everybody in there. We had the pimps, pushers, the hoes, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All up in our house.
My,
sometimes bringing us food when we're hungry.
One day a guy came in there
with his hat on. Mm-hmm.
All she did was give him this look, the Joe Gray look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dude. Took his hat off. Excuse me, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We need not remind everybody that Ma Gray resigned as the first and only executive in charge of system operations, applications, and personnel, or SOAP.
We gotta
pass that on to Missy Lee. Yeah, gotta pass it on to Missy Lee,
right?
She may have to earn it. My health high standards. But yes, there may be room for a successor at SOAP.
Okay. What you got cooking with him?
Well, you know, we've been concentrating on funk. And the great thing with any dance band or funk band, R&B, whatever you want to call it, is, you know, every now and then, because they can't go 100 miles an hour, they have to slow down. So we're going to take some time out and recognize all the great funk ballads by the bands. And we'll make that part of our mind stream. The Sunday
that
night now.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is gonna be cold, and we are gonna discuss the international incident and the consequences of the international incident.
Most definitely.
Also, the esteemed senator, Cory Booker, will take the first 20 minutes of the show tomorrow. Cory Booker. All right.
It'll be interesting what the senator has to say. But yes, Sunday night, funk ballots will be first up. And we can hear some old and new standards come to play.
All righty.
All right, brother.
Well, thank you, my brother. Thank you for going aboard. And my grace, happy you came aboard today.
Well, thank you. And, Ma, I know where you're at. Know that I love you. And I did not cuss one word during this time, so you don't have to chase me from any clout with soap.
All right, thank you, bro.
All right, brother.
When it comes,
everything. Never in the east. And we knew that I was ready for an ongoing. And that week, we will measure daily. And we can be able to do tomorrow night. We'll begin to stay tuned. There we go. And we move on to the Zone Radio in the Raw. Show the Radio in the Raw. At WWE Hour. With Michael Lewis Ingram. As he continues the salute to Vince Gray. Is another adopted son, Mr. Ingram. Gotta get that soap out too, but that's the story. We're gonna die. Have a good week, good weekend. See you tomorrow night at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 in the east.